From WCBU Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today you'll hear from Dr. Ellsberg Clark. Dr. Clark serves as an emergency medical physician, and he joins us today to tell us about another passion of his, photography. His exhibit, Eyes of Fire, is on display at the Peoria Art Guild now through the end of the month. Dr. Clark, welcome to Out and About.
Thank you. Thank you, Jen.
So this exhibit focuses on firemen and, yes, and fire professionals. Tell us a little bit about how you decided to start capturing the very important first response work through your camera.
Well, basically, I started doing photography way back when I was a resident back at USC, and I've always been involved in the fire service. When I was in California, I was the medical director of the Pasadena Fire Department. And then when we moved to Delaware, I was director of the Southern County, Sussex County EMS system down there also. So I've always been involved with it. And then once I came to Peoria back in 2000, I happened to meet Tony Artis. And at that point, he was a firefighter, and obviously now he's chief. And he mentioned about writing with the fire department. I said, well, that's great, because I do photography. Because prior to this, I've been shooting emergency medicine for the last 20 some odd years. And I wanted to basically expand it to the fire service. So Tony said, sure, come on. And Chief Talman at that time said, sure, come on. And that was back in 2004, Jen. And ever since then, just watching the firefighters on scene, you know, nothing that was set up, just being able to capture their emotions, their intensity as they fight fires. I thought that was extremely powerful. And I've been shooting them ever since 2004.
So how does this work? Do you get a call from the fire station and then do you meet them on scene?
Well, both. when I'm off, basically either I was going to be a fireman, a physician, or an FBI agent. So I kind of went backwards and became the physician part. But what I have done in the past is actually stay at the fire station, and I'll do a shift or two. But because I've been doing it for so long, they actually gave me a radio. So I do have radio at home. So when I'm home and after I finish all my manly chores, and if there is a structure fire, I will go to the structure fire.
How challenging is it to enter into this very emotionally charged, dangerous landscape and know that you're there kind of as a fly on the wall, not to intervene medically, but just to capture these moments?
Well, it's funny, because when I would shoot the ER, I would basically do the same thing, which is like be a fly on the wall. And when you sit back, and I usually use a zoom lens, 70 to 200, and I just sit back and I just watch and just focus on the face, because I was told many, many years ago, one picture should tell a story and the eyes tell it all. So it's very easy for me to sort of blend in and just kind of stay on the side using a long lens. Usually I'm a long lens, plus the guys know me anyway. Mm-hmm. And you know, that's very easy. Once they get to know you, oh yeah, there's, you know, Dr. Clark, and I can move in and around, you know, the area. But it is challenging. And to me, it's important that I capture the expressions, the intensity that they have fighting the fires, which I think that I've done over the years, because I think you may have seen, I published four books on the fire department also.
Yes. So you have a relationship with these firefighters as well. How have they responded when they've had a chance to see the images that you've produced?
Oh, well they love it. And what's important to me, what What I usually do, Jen, is I will give them copies so they can take pictures home and show their family, because it's very important. See, normally we see firefighters, you know, maybe one shot mm-hmm. on the news or something like that, but rarely are there pictures of them actually, you know, fighting fires. So when they go home, you know, this is a mommy or daddy, you know, uncle's aunts or whatever fighting the fires. This is what they really look like as they are on the scene. So that's important. And I think that's important. They like it. I like it too.
These are all local professionals here in this area, which is so poignant and so meaningful. What I appreciated looking at the exhibit was just getting that sense of the danger that these professionals are putting themselves in and the risk that they're taking.
It's very stressful, and it's almost like the ER, because in the ER we sit and wait for things to happen. The firefighters sit, and then the alarm goes off, and they don't know whether it's an EMS call, whether it's a fire call, and everything starts to go into play. And once they get there, it is amazing. It's so beautiful, and they know their job. They are intense. Let's take care of this problem immediately, whether it's saving a cat or a dog, saving a house, whether it's a heart attack, whatever. They are on the job. I am so proud of them, and I am honored to be a quote-unquote honorary part of this department.
The Peoria City Council has had to make some really tough decisions lately about the fire department. Yes. And I mean, it's interesting that your exhibit, the timing of it, right, coincides with this. I don't think anyone planned that. Do you hope that your work inspires conversations throughout the community about the importance of the fire department?
I hope so. I really do, because these men and women deserve it. And it is a matter of public safety. As I'm sure you saw the news last night about that huge fire in Dunlap, and they had to take one of the engines, which is going to be left out, to actually help fight that fire. But yes, I sincerely hope that people come and look at it and say, these are your local firemen. These are your neighbors, your friends that are serving this Peoria community. Very important for me.
That was Dr. Ellsberg Clark talking about his photography exhibit, Eyes of Fire, on display at the Peoria Art Guild through the end of September. When you visit the Art Guild this month, you can also enjoy the works of Kathy Crawford, whose work is on display in the main gallery. Her exhibit is entitled Confluence of Colors. For more information about the Peoria Art Guild or to schedule a visit, you can call 309-673-2787 or visit thepeoriaartguild.org. Dr. Clark, thank you so much for your time today and the incredible work that you do.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You've been listening to Out and About, a production of WCBU and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders, artists, and performers. Our producer is Daniel Musisi. If you missed a portion of this conversation, you can listen to the full interview at wcbu.org. I'm Jen Gordon, and this is Out and About.